Hi, it's Diane, and I'm very excited for my new book, Daily Meditations for Visionary Leaders. Check it out on my website, visionsapplied.com/meditation. Now, on with the show.
If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hey, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about getting what you look for, or where's your faith? Because what is so important for us to remember and realize is that we get what we look for. If we're looking at a situation from the self-pity mode or the martyr mode or the victim mode, we're going to get more of it. If we're looking at a situation or an opportunity from the optimistic, how can I do it? Let's have fun. We're going to get that too. So today I'd like to talk about what to do and how to make the shifts we need and give you a chance to kind of reflect on how do you do it? You know, you get what you look for. You get what you focus on. You get more of it even. And it comes as a result of faith. So faith for me is the energetic substance of the world that helps us create things. Whether it's creating a great business or creating a great relationship or creating health or wellness or happiness or success. But the universal law also allows us to create self-pity or guilt or anger or pain. So we do get what we look for. Not so long ago, I went to an event with a really good friend of mine. Now, I am 100% introverted. And I like to be quiet and I like to be around people, and I can be social when I know the rules and I know the ropes or I know the people or what's expected. But when I walk into a situation cold where I don't know anybody, I tend to be more quiet. That's true for a lot of people who are bright and talented. Well, I have a friend who is also gifted, but she is the opposite of me and she's very extroverted. She'll talk to anybody about anything. And sometimes I wonder how she even comes up with these topics. It's just amazing. So we were going to this amazing event together. We both wanted to go. It was really fun. It wasn't that big as far as numbers of people or stimulus, but it was fairly big. And I knew I would know nobody there other than her. And she's like not even paying attention to the fact that I'm introverted or that I'm not going to know anybody, but she's also a really good friend. So it all worked out great. So we go to this event. We get what we look for, right? She was looking for all the opportunities for different people to talk to her, different people to learn about, different experiences, different points of connection, moving from person to person like this most amazing rhythm. I watched her and I was just stunned. I, on the other hand, was a little bit shy at first, kind of introverted. I kind of got the lay of the land, and then I slowly started talking to people and engaging with people and maybe talking about different topics than she would so easily talk about. Now, we both approached the event and the people and the situations very differently. Part of the event was a presentation. So after we had time to meet and greet, kind of, we sat together and listened to this presentation that was leisure time related. This wasn't work related. It was a fun thing. And we were learning new opportunities and things we could do. I got more and more excited. She was actually surprised I was excited because you could see it on my face. She got more and more excited. And then when the presentation was done, we had this great conversation about if we wanted to participate in the event that they were telling us about. And of course, both of us did, which is why we went anyway. We ended up having this great time. And then I talked to more people afterwards, more I got excited. And my friendliness came out, but I'm still introverted. And so I'm still a little quieter than my extroverted friend. And so when we were done, we went, we left and we went to dinner and to talk about what we learned and what we were going to do. And one of the things she noticed was that she interpreted some of my quietness as not having fun, that she started getting nervous that because I was quiet, I wasn't enjoying it, or I was changing my mind or something like that. She was a little nervous that I was going to, at the end of the night at this dinner, say that I didn't like it or I was, you know, not happy or something. But when she saw me get excited during the talk, she felt this great relief. Now, I had no idea she was noticing anything I was doing because she was just talking to everybody. And I had no idea she was really paying attention to what she thought I was doing. Actually, I never thought I wouldn't do it. And I, you know, a lot of what she thought about what I was experiencing was not accurate. It was the story she told herself based on her own reality. Just like I told myself the story that it was easy for her to go up to all these people she never saw before and have conversations. And she shared that though she's extroverted and enjoys that, sometimes when everybody is new, it's more stressful on her than she looks. So both of us had a little bit of a story going on about what we thought the other person was going through. And we were mostly right, but there was pieces we were not quite accurate on. And so what our intention is and what we look for and what we have faith in colors and allows us to see things differently than maybe it really is, or maybe more accurately. There's so many different areas of shading and grayness and intention and autobiography that really make for each experience unique. Now, there's this song that I sing to myself that I learned in church years ago. And every time we sing it in church, I love it. And I sing it a lot when I go into situations that are unfamiliar to me. Now, any of you who know me and have seen me speak in any conferences or running my retreats, I'm in front of the audience and I have a great time and I have a gift to share really amazing content with people. All of that is amazing and I have a great personality for it. I love it all. And at the same time, I'm 100% introverted. So when all of that giving and sharing and connection is done, I recharge by myself. Quiet. That's what introversion means. It doesn't mean you don't have a personality. It means that you recharge alone. Where my friend, she goes and finds more people to hang out with and go dancing or something. And then that's how she recharges. Different recharge method, even though we both are social. So anyway, back to the song. There was a song I learned in church a long time ago, and I love the song. And the line that just gets me going is, I am free, I am unlimited, there are no chains that bind me. I am free, I am unlimited, there are no chains that bind me. And that's what faith means to me. It means that I'm free and I'm unlimited and there's no chains that bind me. And any binding that does happen is my human experience. It is not what is necessarily the divine experience for me. So I am free and I am unlimited. And I say that to myself when I'm in situations that are unfamiliar, to remind myself that my real self is free and unlimited. And any chain that I feel that's binding me is self-imposed. Some of them have value. A lot of them hold me back. Gives me a chance to be free. Because it is true that wherever we put our attention, that's where our energy goes. So where your attention flows, your energy goes. What you think about, you get more of. Where you hold your intention, you create more things for you of that kind. As we say a lot, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. If I go to that event with my friend, all negative and full of doubt and worry or fear or upset or anger, or I just didn't want to go, had I brought that intention and mental focus into the experience, that's what I would have gotten out of it. I went into the event, however, excited and happy, a little bit awkward, maybe a little because of all the new people, but the rest of me was full of fun and excitement and curiosity. And that's what I found. So it's true that you get what you look for. And it comes from, what do you have faith in? I had faith it was going to be a great experience, even though it was completely new to me. And I was right, because I set my intention. I set my focus to look for what would align with me, what would inspire me, what would really bring me joy and fulfill me in that experience. And because I was able to do that, I ended up having that kind of experience. And the more I do it, the more fearless I am and the more faith I have. See, faith is one of those things that just keeps multiplying. It keeps growing and expanding the more you grow and expand. And always you get what you're looking for. Always. So think about it for just a minute. What do you have faith in? I'm not talking necessarily about religion faith. If you drive a car and you're on a two-lane road and cars are coming the other way, you have to have faith. The faith is that you will be able to stay on your side of the little painted line and they will stay on their side of the little painted line. Now, we know it's not physically impossible for a painted line to stop the cars from colliding, but yet they don't. So just to drive a car, you have to have faith. You get in an airplane, you better have faith in the pilot and faith in that they know where they're going. You know, if I'm flying from here in Florida to California, I have to have faith that they know how to get me to California and I don't land in, you know, Kansas. There's faith in everything we do every day. You know, a lot of people that I work with take vitamins and supplements. If you don't have faith it's going to help you or work or support your body, the mind will override it and it won't give you the support. Whereas if you mentally focus on it, then you will get the nourishing healing or support. It is true that you get what you look for. And it is true that faith is that substance that helps us get what we're looking for. It's an energy that supports us. If you place your faith in being disappointed in something like a job or an opportunity or situation, you will in fact be disappointed. If you place your faith in the goodness and kindness and compassion of another, or you place your faith in being excited or intrigued or stimulated mentally by a conversation, then that is what you'll get. Either way, you generate it based on the way you think and on your intention. See, the universe loves you so much that you get to create whatever it is you want to look for. There's no judgment and it's all equal. You can leave the house going, oh man, another day, and whine and complain and stamp your princess foot, but that faith in what you're looking for will show up. Or you can get up and be joyful and happy, and this is a great day, and having that attitude and that faith and that focus, you'll get more of that. You get more of what you look for. That's the law. So I ask you, what do you have faith in? I have faith in the higher principles of love and kindness and compassion, generosity and joy. There's others, but those are the big ones. I have faith in that. And I have faith that if I look for that, if I look for the good in you, I will see it. I have faith if I look for what's right or what is inspiring, maybe, then I will see that too. Like in my last book, I wrote Daily Meditations for Visionary Leaders. It took a lot of faith, and I had faith in the process of bringing that to life. And even when there were naysayers or people who said, oh, well, that's good for you, and kind of poo-pooed it or whatever, I had the faith and the focus, and I got more of what I looked for. I got a book that was far greater than I imagined because I was willing to take the risk and focus on it. So that's how your life is too. It's not unique to me. Whatever you're looking for, wherever you're focusing your attention, is what you're going to get more of. That is especially true for people who have intellectual overexcitabilities and think of multiple things at the same time, because all of those different multiple things at the same time are equally rewarded. So if you have commercial thoughts, or you're thinking something optimistic one way and something difficult another way, remember that all of it is showing up in your life. So sometimes it seems like we're not going to the place we'd like to, because we're holding conflicting ideas at the same time. So check yourself and make sure you're aligned and that your faith is connected to the energy and the substance and allows your intention to get you more of what you want to look for. So if you don't like what's going on in your mind, or there's a part of your life that's not exactly where you would like it, you have the power to change your mind and change your thinking. You have the power to put your faith in something a little bit different to give you a different result. Remember, it's all in your corner. You're in charge. What your brain says, what you think, what you do, and where you place your faith dictates your life. When I have faith in my clients and I have faith in their success and I hold that for them and I hold happiness and joy for me, that's what I get more of. That's simple. It's so simple it eludes us sometimes, I think. So your homework until the next episode is to pay attention to what do you look for? What are you dialing your mind into? And is it really what you want more of? Where are you placing your faith? Are you placing it in the goodness and kindness of yourself and others? Or are you placing your faith in doubt and worry and having it all undermined by those lower vibrations? You choose. And remember, if you don't like the way something's turning out, you have the power to choose it. You are never stuck because, as the song says, I am free, I am unlimited, there are no chains that bind me. So take off the chains and enjoy what you're creating and what you're seeing for your life. Enjoy how your faith sets you free. So until the next episode, remember to focus on the goodness and kindness of life. Allow yourself to feel rich and blessed from the inside out, and always be that beneficial presence that you and others are seeking.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.